Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. Our friends at podswag.com have gotten an incredible promotion for you right now. When you purchase any of our glassware, such as pint glasses or La Greca pub glasses, you'll get 30% off. That's right, 30% off on all of our glassware, which is the lifeblood for all our daddy sodas and La Greca shit. So take advantage of this deal while you can, because supplies won't last. Once they're gone, they're gone. So the glassware that we have available at podswag.com/bustedopen, that's it. So when they're sold, you ain't going to see them again. So make sure you go to podswag.com/bustedopen. I am drinking currently out of my Busted Open Bully Ray glass.
Nice.
So I'm drinking out of that. So and then once the show is over, maybe even before the show is over, I have my Stone Cold Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA, and I'll be drinking that out of my La Greca Daddy Soda pub glass. Make sure you get them right now at podswag.com/bustedopen and get 30% off.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, Thunder Rosa and I break it down on a Friday, and there's a lot to break down. We break down the road to WrestleMania with Justin Labar. Also, we have a very special guest in Seth Turner of the International Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame with a very special announcement of a certain inductee. Also, Thunder Rosa gives us her Wrestler of the Week right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Your Wrestler of the Week, who do you have? Wrestler of the Week?
All right, this special individual. I know her personally for, I will say like 3 years now. She is one of those people that for the longest I was like, why in the heck are you not signed? Why is anyone seeing what we see at Mission Pro, what I've seen when you perform and the different places that you worked? Like, what is going on? This week, she faced the Dead Dolls with her tag team partner.
Taylor Wilde, yep.
Taylor Wilde. Shout out to Taylor Wilde. And they were able to capture the tag team titles. This individual works extremely hard on everything that she does. In the ring, she's always training in the ring. She's hungry for success. She's hungry to, like, have great matches. She takes her job very serious. She's very respectful. She has worked so hard to be where she's at right now and to have earned the titles in just a short time that she's been in Impact. It really it makes me extremely happy that that me and my team and Mission Pro were just part of her success. And I'm glad that somebody sees what I've seen in her in a long, long time, that she deserves a spot in the main platforms. And this is Kylan King. If you have not seen Kylan King, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go on YouTube, search her matches. She is a one of a kind competitor. She's I think she's like 5'7", redhead, super strong. She can wrestle great in the mat. She actually does a lot of high flying stuff. She's very versatile. And she's one of the most humble people I know. And I, you know, it's not that I'm, you know, biased, but I'm a little biased. I love her to death. She's been super incredibly supportive to all the new talent when she was working with us at Mission Pro. She also was very patient and very very giving when she was working with us at AEW as an extra for a long time. And I am beyond proud and beyond happy that she is now on a stage as Impact with the Knockouts division and where she can showcase her skills to the fullest. So again, guys, in the Busted Open Nation, if you have not seen her, check her out on her socials and also check her out on YouTube. It is very important that you check how talented she is. I'm just not talking about just for her, you know, earning the title, but you know, that's one of the means. Well, what did you pick her? She won a title this Thursday with Taylor Wilde. And I'm just so excited to see her succeed. And I cannot wait to see what else she is going to be doing in Impact, because she deserves the world and she deserves all the accolades and all the praises, because she's a wonderful, wonderful human being. And also she's an amazing overall wrestler.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Kylan King, trained by our very own Bully Ray at the Team 3D Academy. Got to see a lot of her with the NWA. Got to see her perform at Mission Pro Wrestling. That's where I first saw Kylan King. Thunder was with you at Mission Pro. And yes, she's one of those people. And I'd love to hear from the nation if there's other names out there that, like, that our fans are watching that are like, wow, like, how hasn't this person been signed by a major organization yet? And this is a good way, because I get a lot of feedback from fans, Thunder, that wish we'd talk a little bit more independent wrestling. I'm giving the nation an opportunity to call in with some names of people that we need to watch that you are like, wow, how have they not got signed by a major company? And Kylan King's one of those wrestlers, Thunder, that over the last, like, I want to say 15 to 16 months, I was like, man, how has she not been signed by somebody? And I'm glad that she found a home with Impact Wrestling. I thought that was a great match last night on Impact. Obviously, you know, watching that show last night, and that's one of the downfalls of having taped programming, you kind of knew that the Death Dolls were going to lose, because Taya, you know, appeared on Dynamite on Wednesday, and the news was that she had already signed with AEW. So you kind of went into that match last night knowing that she was most likely going to lose and drop the tag team titles. But I still thought that that match was very good. And listen, not even just for Kylan King, you know, how about Taylor Wilde? You know, we talked to her not that long ago. She was out of wrestling, and now she's back. She's with Impact, now a tag champion. I'm really looking forward to what Kylan King and Taylor Wilde are able to do.
And, you know, and for you guys that are not watching Impact or have not watched Impact or TNA back in the day, Taylor Wilde and Sarita, or Sarah Stock, who's now a coach in AEW, which I met. And by the way, I totally fangirl. Like, I had to say it.
I love her. I've been a fan of Sarita, Sarah Stock, for a very, very long time. Amazing person.
Amazing person. Amazing wrestler. But sidetracking to that, going back to what I was trying to say, Taylor Wilde and Sarita had one of the best runs in the Impact and in the Knockouts division, probably 15 years ago, something like that. Both of them were absolutely amazing in the ring. And now Taylor Wilde gets to do something similar with a wrestler that is, very well, you know, well-mannered, that is well-trained. I'm excited to see them as a tag team, honestly, because they both are amazing, amazing wrestlers. And David, don't be dropping stuff.
I try to knock some over.
But it's so amazing that Taylor Wilde gets to, like, do this stuff, like, after, you know, what we thought, like, she was on top 15 years ago, and she's just performing just as good or even better than before. So it is incredible that Kylie has an opportunity to be with someone like Taylor, who can help her develop the attack team skills that she probably doesn't have, because she's been amazing. Kylie King has been amazing as a singles player in the last couple of years.
And again, you mentioned Sarah Stock now. It's out there that she's a coach for AEW. That's where I got to say, wow. And I'm looking forward to next week when we have Tony Khan on, because I got to ask about, you know, the hire of Sarah Stock, because that is a great hire by AEW. She's phenomenal talent. You mentioned, you know, teaming with Taylor Wilde. I loved it when she was teamed with Rosita. You know, Thea Trinidad, now Zelina Vega, who, by the way, hello, WWE, what are you doing with Zelina Vega? But that tag team in TNA was absolutely phenomenal. Got to admit, you know, pre-Violetta, had a bit of a crush on Sarah Stock, not going to lie.
Who did? Well, okay, so if you don't know who Sarah Stock is, again, there is a Google searcher. Right. It's very easy to go on Google and be Sarah Stock, the wrestler, and all this stuff is going to happen. I'm going to tell you why. She's one of my favorite female wrestlers in the whole entire world. She's a Canadian wrestler. She made her name in Canada. Then she went to Mexico, where she didn't speak Spanish whatsoever. She learned Spanish. She learned the ways of the Mexican wrestling, the lucha libre. She became a megastar on CMLL. Then she came to America and she was in TNA and everything. She made her name for herself too. And then she went back to Mexico and did all this amazing stuff. She traveled all over the world. She went to Japan to Stardom, and where she had amazing matches and amazing career. Fast forward 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I started watching her. I started watching her stuff. I watched her stuff 15 years ago or so. And I was impressed by her. And I remember, this is how a wrestler or somebody that you look up to can change your perspective of all things. I Facebook messaged her, David, telling her that I'm like about to go into a wrestling school. And I've been like watching her stuff. She was doing bodybuilding and stuff in Mexico. This is at the peak in her career in the last run that she had in Mexico. And I texted her saying that I was about to become a wrestler, that I really love what she was doing with the stuff in Mexico, with her fans, her page. She responded to me. She responded to me in the most kind and professional way, that was very warm. And it really had a positive impact in my career moving forward from there on. A lot of my gear at the beginning of my career was based on the gear that she had in Mexico, because I feel like my body and her body were kind of like similar. And I want to wrestle the way that she wrestled. And actually, one of her finishers, it was one of my finishers, because as soon as she retired, I was like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, use something similar. And I was taught how to do it. And I never got the opportunity to meet her all these years until last Wednesday. And I had it was so hard for me to express my love and my admiration for her and for all the work that she's done over the years. I think she probably thought I was like, oh my God, this girl is like crazy. And I was like, seriously, I don't do this very often. I said, I have to fan girl like for a moment. And I got to tell you this. And I told her how important her career and her path was for me into what I did or what I have done in my career. Because a lot of the things that I told her, there's so many similarities. Like, you went to another country and you became a star. I'm not from America. And I came here for a reason. And I came here to become a star. You know, and I follow you, and I'm so happy and so blessed that you are part of AEW, because now I can ask you questions directly and maybe work with you. So you don't understand. It's been, for me, it's hit and miss with some people that I admire. Like, they can be like really great, or they can be assholes. Let's be honest. They tell you don't meet your heroes, but I was super happy that I got to meet her in person and tell her this, and I get to share with you guys, because, some people like that can really be an inspiration, and they can help you in those dark moments. And I know she's been through a lot. Like, she was a coach in a WWE and she was let go. And I know she's been through some dark moments herself, but the fact that she's still going, and now she's going to pass her knowledge to like a lot of the women's wrestlers in AEW, it's so exciting. And I'm always super excited, especially now in a different moment in my career and where I want to be different in the ring. And I want to share this with all the world and with all of you guys. So I'm super happy. That's it.
You know, Thunder, I've never met her. I've never had the opportunity to even interview her on this show. I'm friendly with, you know, Thea Trinidad, and she swears by Sarah, and they team together in TNA before Thea went on to work with the WWE. I can't tell you. I mean, there's very few people in the world of pro wrestling that no one has a negative thing to say about. Sarah Stock is one of those people. I've never heard anyone. All I've heard is people praise her. I've never heard anyone utter a negative word about her. So I think this is going to be great for AEW that she's going to be there to help the women's division, because she is a wealth of knowledge. And, you know, I'd love to interview her, because you talked about her being let go by the WWE. I believe right after she got let go by the WWE, she bought like a mobile home and just like traveled and just went. She became like just somebody that just went from county to county, town to town, city to city, just, you know, being a sponge to different cultures. And like, she's just an amazing person. So I'm glad that you had that opportunity to talk to her this past Wednesday.
Yes. And I'm, like I said, I'm super excited that she's part of the team now. And with all the veterans that we have at AEW, that's definitely one of the things that I like to do personally, is to ask questions and ask different perspectives of the business. I love sitting with Mark, and he has always great stories to tell to me and great things to say. And I learned so much from him, like Dean Malenko and Jake the Snake. Like, those are two other people that I sit down, and when I see them, I ask them all kinds of stuff. You know, Dustin has been another one, and it's now awesome that we have another female that has experience, that has worked in so many places that I worked before, but she has a completely different perspective of professional wrestling. So I'm very, very excited. And by the way, I actually wore her gear when I was in Japan, because she left it there, and I was super like a fangirl, and taking pictures. It was ridiculous.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry, be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bill, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month
at mintmobile.com/busted open. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. Eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. It's the best thing when I'm looking out for my nutrition and my dietary needs. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. We are full speed on the road to WrestleMania. This is Dave LaGreca, host of Busted Open, a SiriusXM podcast. Join me and the Busted Open team every day for the best pro wrestling talk on the planet. It's all leading up to WrestleMania in LA, where Busted Open will be coming to you live April 1st from the iconic Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood. To find out how you can join, stay tuned to Busted Open or on Twitter at Busted Open Radio. Download Busted Open every afternoon on the SXM app or wherever you get your podcasts. Seth Turner of the International Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame and, you know, a physical pro wrestling Hall of Fame. You know, I know this is not a knock on the WWE Hall of Fame because they acknowledge the legends, but there's not a physical Hall of Fame. But there is one at the MVP Arena in Albany on Pearl Street. And in that arena is a physical Hall of Fame. We've heard Mick Foley talk about it. Our very own Mark Henry has praised this Hall of Fame up and down. It's the International Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. And let's bring in the man himself, Mr. Seth Turner. Seth, thank you so much for the time. And be even more than that, thank you for what you're doing with the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Dave, thank you very much for having me on this morning. And Thunder, it is my pleasure to be here with you. Dave, you know that we've been hustling the last couple of years. We would cross paths in different independent promotions up and down on the East Coast. But yes, we have brought to fruition this wonderful museum here at the MVP Arena, where today the NCAA basketball tournament is being held. So in just a short time, we're going to have about 25,000 fans that will be coming in. It's about a 15,000 fan arena, but they're running two sessions of four different games today. So Thunder had mentioned earlier that there had been a museum in Wichita Falls, Texas. That is now defunct. And sorry, Texas, but we worked as hard as we could to get as many of those materials salvaged. Thanks to some wonderful people like Lori McGee Hurst, who really hustled down in Texas to save these items that were going to get lost. But we've brought it to the MVP Arena in New York. And maybe you don't know that name immediately, but this is the arena where Ric Flair won the Royal Rumble in 1992 to be the first WWE champion for himself. This is where the beer bath incident took place, where Stone Cold drove the truck into the arena and soaked McMahon in the Rock. This is where, what you're looking at right behind me, that is the first Money in the Bank briefcase that was cashed in this arena. So this arena by itself has a great deal of history. And with a group of volunteers, we have worked to bring this museum, which is an educational institution. Let's go back to that. Our intent is to educate. I want to be clear. We are not in the wrestling business. We are in the business of educating people and having a museum. And we intentionally brought the word international into the title because we wanted to recognize that the contributions from individuals from all around the globe were as important as the people here from just the Northeast. And then I'm here to announce for the entire Busted Open Nation. And Thunder, I'm glad you're part of this because you were a key part last week on something you guys couldn't have imagined. Behind me, you see bronze plaques as well. And those bronze plaques go to our inductees. And last year during a concert in this arena, there was a young lady who was visually impaired, and she came to our arena and she came in the museum, and she was so enthralled by our bronze plaques because she loved pro wrestling, but she could finally feel what the faces of some of her favorite wrestlers looked like. And it struck us. And last week, almost to the hour, you guys had a caller from the Nation call in who mentioned that it was the description given on Busted Open Radio of the Sami Zayn spot on Monday Night Raw that gave this visually impaired individual an opportunity to participate in wrestling. And that hit us with the Board of Trustees right in the heart. We heard that, and there's a word that we give out, and Dave LaGreca, in 2023, the International Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame would like to give to you the Excelsior Award. We would like for Dave LaGreca to be a member of our Hall of Fame. Excelsior is the motto of the state of New York, and it means ever upward and ever higher. And the work you have done in Busted Open Radio, which is who would have thought that a radio show which started at 1 hour a week, then turned into a couple hours and 3 days a week, then into now 5 days a week. You have elevated professional wrestling by using a medium which didn't even exist 20 years ago. And so for that, sir, we at the Hall of Fame would like for you, Mr. Dave LaGreca, to accept the Excelsior Award for 2023.
Wow, I am completely honored. I am extremely honored. Thank you so much, Seth, I do this for the fans. I do it because I love the world of pro wrestling. So to be a part of your Hall of Fame means the world to me, to be amongst those legends. I will obviously definitely be there the last weekend in August to celebrate all the Hall of Famers that are going into the Hall of Fame. And Seth, this means the world to me. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm Jake Mintz.
And I'm Jordan Schusterman, and we are the hosts of Baseball Barbacast.
And like an old school starting pitcher in the 1950s, we are going to 3 days a week. That's right, Baseball Barbacast in your ear holes Monday, Wednesday, Friday for Baseball Barbacast.
Just throw us back out there. We don't need the rest. And you can download Baseball Barbacast on the SXM app, available with all of our trials and popular plans, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That's BARBcast.
We missed you, pal. Let's bring in the one and only Justin Labar. Justin, good morning to you.
Where you been, Justin? Where you been?
It's been a couple minutes. But
I'm glad. 3 weeks, Justin, without you. 3 weeks. I thought you were dodging me. Like, what? Ghosting me or something. I was like, oh, Justin. Oh, he's not coming. Oh, is this? No, he's not coming. Where you been?
Hey, well, first off, I'm happy to hear you keeping count of the weeks. I'm glad that it means that much that in Thunder Rose's very busy life, you're still keeping tally
of
the void that was Spar with LaBar in your life. But hey, 1 week, you guys had something going on, another week, I had something going on, another week, I'm taking care of personal, the life happened. But hey, the thing is, even if it goes away for a few weeks, it always is going to come back. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That's what
you
say.
It's true, though. Thunder was like calling me like at 11 o'clock at night saying, does Justin have a problem with me? Like, you know, it's been 3 weeks since we spoke.
Why is he ghosting me? What's going on?
You know, we were talking all the time and all of a sudden, nothing. I don't get nothing. Not a text message. Not nothing.
I like how you're the mediator, Dave. She goes through you for the counseling.
Well, listen, we do have you back, and it's great to have you back, Justin. I mean, you could just feel it in the air. Spring is kind of coming. You can feel like the change of season. Today's St. Patrick's Day. At least Justin has his green on. Like completely not like in vogue, you and I, Thunder. You got gray on. I got black on. At least
it's blue. It's blue.
Oh, is it blue? I'm colorblind.
To be fair, it is a radio first medium, so I suppose you guys aren't held to the standard of having to wear it. I'm just
no but you are, and it's great.
I was tired. I was at Canada with me. I grabbed whatever that was first there. There's a sweater there. Let me put it on like that. Wash my face, put some makeup on, and I was like, all right, I'm ready to go. It's hard. I totally forgot about St. Patrick's Day, and Jill's like, it's St. Patrick's Day, and I'm like, oh, I'm wearing baby blue. That's not
I'll be honest. The only reason I remember is because my oldest, she's 8, and like last night when I said goodnight to her, I put her to bed. She like wished me happy St. Patrick's Day like 3 times in like a 5 minute span. I'm like, we're like you're hardly Irish. Like there's no Irish on my side, a little bit on your mom's side, but like, why are you so consumed with St. Patrick? But she's so excited because you wear a color to school, you have a party, so she reminded me, wear green.
No, and listen, it is a celebration. So everybody, you know, again, party safe, because this is dangerous. I mean, St. Patrick's Day falling on a Friday, that is a deadly combination. So be careful out there, please, and party responsibly.
Uber or Lyft. Don't be irresponsible. Just get in there. Don't be cheap. It's more expensive to get a ticket and a DUI because you have to pay like $3,000-$4,000. Or if you kill someone, guess what?
Oh, God forbid. God forbid. And you got to be safe out there, because you are, when you get behind the wheel of a car, you know, you are putting not only your life, but anybody else that's on the road, their life in danger. So please, like Thunder said, call Uber, call Lyft, call a friend. Do not get behind the wheel of your car.
If you got enough money to go out and drink out in public, save a few bucks for Uber. I've always said, if I ever, you know, first class transportation is like always on like my bucket list. If I ever graduate, if I'm ever like making like Dave LeGreca money, the first thing I'm doing is I'm getting a personal driver. Because I'm not even just saying for like, you know, be able to have a drink. Now I can be stone cold sober, but just to have a driver, I can get so much done in the car and not having to worry about folks on the road. And then if I graduate and I get to like Tony Khan money, I want private jet. I want to fly private. I don't want to sit through boarding lines. I don't want to sit through the speech about the oxygen and the flotation device. Get me on the plane. No struggle. My own space. Cocktail and snack waiting, and we just take off. That's transportation. That's my. Okay.
All right, I love it. How are you celebrating St. Patrick's Day tonight? Are you celebrating in any kind of way, Justin?
Nothing too big. It's lots been going on, so I'm just kind of taking it easy today.
All right, fair enough. And we've missed you because, quite honestly, Justin, the last few weeks there's a lot going on in the world of pro wrestling. And as I said, spring is in the air. You can kind of feel the weather changing, the season changing, and it's that feel when it comes to WrestleMania season as well, Justin. And things are definitely heating up. The last time we were on together, you know, we were talking about how are they going to get the WWE Universe to get their attention and their eyes off of Sami Zayn and start focusing on Cody Rhodes. I think the WWE has really been able to accomplish that. So, like, I really feel like they have done everything they can to get you focused on Cody Rhodes as he gets ready for his match at WrestleMania against Roman Reigns.
Yeah, they have. They've been able to avoid splitting the audience, making the audience resent Cody, anything of that regard. You know, he's come out to the aid of Sammy at times, but you know, they've done a good job. Cody's over here now with Roman, and now the Sammy story with trying to rekindle the friendship with KO, and of course the Usos and Solo. So they've done a good job kind of keeping everything separate, not letting either babyface, both of whom are red hot, Sammy and Cody. Yeah. Not letting either one of them spoil or squash each other's heat, not stepping on each other's toes, you know, working together in a moment if need be, or reminding the audience it's okay to cheer for both. But they've done a good job. And, you know, with Cody, and I'm sure we'll talk even more about it as we get closer, maybe next week. I mean, there's a real, there's a very careful conversation that has to be done. If they don't already have it in pen of who's walking out as with the world titles, if they don't already know, they have got to consider and think about, like, okay, baby faces with this kind of momentum, this kind of backstory, this kind of legacy and family history fulfill, they don't come along every few years. So if there's any hesitation about taking the titles off Roman, which I understand because it's a hell of a run, but also eventually somebody has to beat Roman, and you don't want to have look back and go, man, we missed our chance. We waited too long. So I'll say that there, but I want to talk real quick with Sammy and you know, with the matches it made, we inevitably think though, Dave and Thunder, it's probably going to be a tag title match, right? You inevitably think KO and Sammy come together and you go against the Usos. And look, Usos have a crazy tag title, you know, run as of their own. I don't remember what the days are, but it's insane. It's one of the longest ever. I could make a real case for that should be the other main event of WrestleMania. If it's two nights and you have two main events, I know traditionally we've gotten in the case now of trying to balance and given putting maybe the one of the women's titles match in the main event. And if they do that with Rhea and Charlotte, I can understand. But I would make a case that maybe, you know, maybe that match gets a start. I always say starting the show is just as important as ending. Maybe Rhea and Charlotte start. Maybe you have the tag titles end, because the way that this story has captured fans, and then the Sammy dynamic with the Bloodline, the fact that the Usos have been so unstoppable for the couple years now as tag champions, that would be huge. And I think, Dave, it would be the first time ever you'd ever had the tag team titles in a main event position ever in the 39 years of WrestleMania history. I just something I'm really keeping an eye on that I hope they consider, because I think from a historic standpoint, and again, on how you end the night, that could be money.
I agree. And you talk about the story, and the story is there with Bloodline. I'm going to be honest, as much as I'm looking forward to Charlotte and Rhea at WrestleMania, as much as I'm looking forward to Bianca and Asuka at WrestleMania, the stories aren't there.
Reason why I will agree with you, Justin, is the Bloodline story. It's like the soap opera that I've been waiting for my whole entire life, right? That male soap opera that keeps just unraveling, and there is more, and there is more twists and turns, and it gets you, like, you just want to see the finish at this point. But I think if, going back to what you say, if they don't change the titles, it's just going to be like, all right, like, what's next? Like, can they even up to whatever they did in the last couple of months that after they win? Like, if they don't change hands, like, where is this going to go? Like, is this going to get stale, or like, are they going to be able to keep it up?
Yeah, it's just a nice synergy. The Bloodline has been the hottest thing on WWE programming for the last year or two. It's just a great synergy if you have the Bloodline as part of the main event of both nights. You know, tag type, the Usos got to do their part on the first night, obviously Roman the second night. So there's great synergy there. It's great marketing. And then to the women's matches, Rhea and Charlotte's going to be a fantastic match. Obviously they face each other several times now. They've had matches at WrestleMania before. But this feels like the biggest, because this feels like Rhea is finally, she's finally developed. She's arrived. This last year with Judgment Day has just been, she might be my wrestler of the last year. And for WWE, at least in terms of the way she's developed and come out of her own. And maybe you can make an argument Dom on the male side. So how fitting there. But, you know, Rhea and Charlotte's going to be a really great match. And I'm predicting, my prediction is Rhea wins the title. You know, she is still the heel. They don't normally end Mania with a heel standing tall. Again, it would be just night one, so there still is more of Mania to go. But to me, it does feel like that would be a very fitting open the show with. And then to Asuka and to Bianca, I'm a fan of both of them individually as performers. But I think what we're seeing here is a couple things. One, it's always a bit of a risk when you go baby face versus baby face. You got to have a real captivating story. You got to have a real captivating chase here of two baby faces. And I don't feel like that story's been told or has been developed. I don't know if it's because, you know, Asuka's very expressive and she has the fans behind her, but she obviously doesn't cut a lot of promos. And the ones she does, are just kind of short and screaming and sound bites. It's her personality and her what have you. But it just hasn't, I don't think, grabbed the audience the way you would hope a women's world title match at Mania would. So, yeah, I mean, for all those reasons, I think women's world title match, you know, maybe put it to start the show and give it a prominent spot. But yeah, tag titles in the main event. And I mean, again, tag team championships in the main event. And then has there been any, I mean, we'd have to go back to what, WrestleMania 1? Has there been any tag or anything like that as a main event since then?
I can't think of it. And even then, it was more about the story. It wasn't about a tag team championship. It was, you know, main eventers being thrown together, not actual, you know, official tag teams, because you're talking about Mr. T and Hulk Hogan. But, man, as you're talking, Justin, it makes me believe even more into what you're saying, because you were talking about Charlotte and Rhea beating Charlotte and becoming the new women's champion. But it's night number one at WrestleMania. It's not the end of WrestleMania. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to have the baby face, you know, happy moment to end night number one. But, man, you could do what you said and have that tag team championship as your main event. And then the story continues night number two. So it's like, all right, we're telling the story, but this isn't the end of the story. You're going to have to tune in to tomorrow's WrestleMania to find out the continuation of this story. It makes a lot of sense. And Justin, I didn't think about it, until you just said it, because I would just have assumed that you're going to have Rhea and Charlotte, you know, main event night number one. After what you have said, Justin, you have me believing that that tag match should truly main event night number one of WrestleMania. Great job.
I'm a good pitch man when I need to be.
Maybe you should get a job, man. Have you tried? Have you tried?
I'm fine right here on the mic.
He's got a job, and you know what? He's got another a beautiful one, another family. One. He doesn't like, need to. Good. He doesn't need the hours of working for the WWE.
I'm only taking the job if I still get to have my segment every Friday morning. I don't think they're gonna allow that to happen. So.
Probably not. Probably not, Justin. You can kiss that segment goodbye. You know, Justin, I want to get into AEW a little bit here, because speaking of the women, you have the Outsiders. I wasn't into it, but over the last week, they've got me into it. And I have to say, Ruby Soho has done a phenomenal job. Her promo last week on Dynamite, I thought was lights out. And it really has got me into the story. Once again, storytelling goes a long way.
Yes, this past week when they cut the promo in the ring, that was the best I left. That was the best I walked away from Dynamite feeling good about where they're going. Because you're right, they had to give me some more substance. They had to give me more depth of why they're acting the way they are, why they have banded together and they are the outcasts and the grass. Once upon a time, the grass was greener. You know, I mean, that was some good lines that really kind of. Yep. Help me understand it, help me feel it. Prior, I wasn't feeling it. I felt like they were playing bad guy outsiders, but I wasn't feeling it. I started to feel this past week. And again, it goes into the story and the reasoning is important. But I mean, you know, the fans are reacting and popping for Jamie Hayter and popping for Britt. So I think that we just need to there just needs to be more streamlined of just play off of that. Like I you know, they just need to keep streamlining that, like I said, and now that we have a little bit of understanding of the backstory, let's roll with that. Because when you stop and look at it, when you just list the names, you know, it's like if you just list the names of who's involved in this, Saray, I mean, good Lord, she had a Hollywood movie made about her life, executive produced by The Rock, you know, Toni Storm, Ruby Soho, and then Jamie and Britt for what they've done in the AEW world. I mean, like, that's a lot of talent. So this that's a lot of talent. So that, you know, that's a lot of talent and time and money you're investing into a story and TV time. This needs to work. And I thought the way this past Wednesday came off was the best so far. I want to see more. It's not my favorite story yet on the show, but I do want to see more now. Whereas in previous weeks, they didn't leave me wanting more. They just kind of left me scratching my head and then I moved on. So I like the promo that was cut. And as you said, Ruby, I really think she's tying it together now, her allegiance with Tony and Soraya.
And I want to get back into the WWE for just a little bit too, because two names, it seems, are not going to be a part of WrestleMania this year. And one being Bray Wyatt and the other being Alexa Bliss. And it's funny how those two have kind of tied in together. I thought both their matches at the Royal Rumble were mediocre at best. I think I'm being kind, because the story just wasn't there. No meat and potatoes to the story. And now it seems like we may not have either one for WrestleMania. You know, Justin, when you look at Alexa Bliss and Bray Wyatt and where they were a few years ago and where they are right now, what went wrong?
Back when they were last together, a couple years ago, before Bray got released, I think it was probably just a clash of creative. I think between what Bray maybe had in mind, and we know that he's very hands-on, very passionate about his creative. I think what he had in mind and then what the powers to be, I think there was just a clash. And so I think, you know, if you're not all on the same page of what the last chapter of the book's supposed to be, that's just chaotic week to week. I think that there. When Bray returned, you know, and they did the very organic, you know, little Easter egg of clues that he was coming back, you know, even starting with little things that at house shows. I mean, when he came back and that response that he got, I think it was Extreme Rules. That was one of the best things I'd seen in recent memory of vignettes and you think you know who's coming back, but they don't flat out in black and white tell you. And then the weeks that followed, I was in it. I was like, man, this is feeling good. This has got energy. And then things just started slowing down. I don't know, especially for a guy who they sometimes will have appear on both shows, even if it's just a little, you know, little quick blurb. Things just started moving too slow. There wasn't enough. If it felt like, okay, the same things are being said or nothing's being said. And I give a lot of leeway. I bend a lot because I like Braves. I don't mind the magic. I don't mind the hocus pocus. I don't mind the smoke and mirrors. If it's done right around a proper character. And I think in Bray, again, I believed it. I was into it, but things just started slowing up. And then now, yeah, it looks like it's not gonna be part of Mania. I don't know. I see a lot of speculation of people of this and that, of what it is. You know, I can only, my best educated guess would be maybe it's a health thing. He's just dealing with some of the health, which if that's the case, that's priority number one. He's got to deal with health. It's unfortunate that it happened now, as we're this close to Mania, that it's causing them to take a detour and audible with his booking as we approach Mania. So I can only hope that he gets the health, that he's okay, and that they can, you know, night after Mania usually is a big reset. That's the reset on their calendar, essentially. I can only hope they can just pick back up. But I will say, if that happens or whenever he resurfaces, that things need to move a little faster. I just feel like, you know, I like the Uncle Howdy. I was fine with that. Start to give me some explanation, give me some backstory. But now I don't even know what that's supposed to be. So I just need a little bit more. I don't mind cliffhangers, but I don't feel like we're getting a lot of cliffhanger. I feel like it's just like you say two or three words in the sentence and then there's just a big blank gap. That's not a cliffhanger. Yeah. That's just an incomplete sentence.
Yes.
Wow. Tell me how you really feel about this.
No, but I agree. You know what, Thunder, but I agree with him. And Thunder, this sounds terrible to say, but the match that it looked like where we were going, and obviously for whatever reason, like Justin said, if it's health, I hope he gets better and that's the priority.
Yeah.
But I got to say, I was not interested in Lashley and Bray Wyatt at all. I just wasn't. So it's almost like I'd rather not even see it on the card. And I know that sounds terrible because you want Lashley to have his WrestleMania match. You want Bray Wyatt to have his WrestleMania match. But there was nothing there. There was no story. Like Justin said, it's not cliffhangers. It's just incomplete sentences.
Yeah.
And I think people were just waiting, all right, what's next? And that what's next just doesn't seem to be happening.
And I think if it was going to be something like it was at the Royal Rumble, people were going to skip it. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
it was hard to follow. It was very hard to follow.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I think that's just the way it is, Justin. And, you know, and maybe when they come back, I know you don't want to keep doing resets, but you're probably going to have to do another reset once Alexa Bliss and Bray Wyatt come back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know I don't know what Alexa's deal. I'm not sure what her situation is and what have you. But I mean, I will say, I mean, and they, again, they were starting to do it with Uncle Howdy, which again was fine. And then it just slowed up. And I think Wyatt, look, and he uses Wyatt 6 on social. We've heard that. And I know, again, fantasy booking is there going to be a group of six? Is there going to be whatever? I do think Bray Wyatt is a character that is very in your mind, right? It's a cult kind of character. And it worked well when he started, when it was the Wyatt family. It was him, you know, Rowan and Harper. I think Bray needs people around him. He has the puppets and the characters that they continue to use that resurface at random times. He needs other wrestlers. He needs other characters around him because he can have that cult control. Whether he's a heel or a face, I think you need people around him that he could be in control of. I just think that works best. I think him by himself, standing there by himself, isn't as effective as it could be. I think that's why the Wyatt family worked. It felt, you know, you had these two dangerous looking monsters in Rowan and Harper, and you're like, wow, these two guys could certainly fend for themselves on their own. But no, they're under like this spell and under this whatever of Bray Wyatt. I think it just works. I think, you know, so I would, again, if there's a reset, I would like to see something again moving in that direction. And maybe they were starting to with the Uncle Howdy and all, but it needs to move at a faster pace to keep the attention, keep the interest.
Yeah, I agree. Justin, great to have you back. We missed you.
Yeah.
You're important to the show. You're important to Fridays. And I'm so glad that you're back. And please, like, for God's sake, if you're going to take a little time off, which you're entitled to do, you're a busy man, Justin, you got to let Thunder know.
You got to let me know. I was worried about you. I was worried. He's like, is his wife and the kids? If, like, is he, like, don't want to, like, do they show with me? Like, did I piss them off? Or, you know, yeah, like
the anxiety was just a little too much. And then I got to hear about it. I got to hear about it, Justin. That's the worst part about it. But Justin, thank you, man. Appreciate you, and great segment as always.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. And hopefully we'll do it again next week.
Damn right we will. Justin LaBarre. Justin, how can people get in touch with you? How can people hear more of you?
At Justin LaBarre across the socials. Hit me up there 24/7. But if you're mean and you're a troll and you don't actually have a profile picture of yourself, I would not respond to you. So don't come at me with a fake picture. I got to be able to identify you if you're going to say something stupid. That's my rule. You can find me when I'm not here. You can find me on Monday nights and Wednesday nights on the Wrestling Inc. podcast, on their YouTube channel, on Twitch, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, myself, former referee Jimmy Corderas, and more. We're talking about Raw and the top news headlines on Monday. We're talking about Dynamite and the top news headlines Wednesday. And it'll be both Jimmy and I both nights after WrestleMania live on the podcast. So immediately after, you can engage with us live as a live chat room, or you can just check out the audio and the archive if you don't want to look at our faces, which I understand.
Nah, Justin, you're a handsome man. So is Jimmy Corderas. Not a lot of hair, but that doesn't matter.
And I used to have awesome, beautiful, blonde, spiky hair. I mean, it was just a treasure to run your fingers through. But now here I am, you know.
You know what, Justin? It's in. It's in, though, but it's in. It's in. There's no doubt of it. Justin, again, appreciate it, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.